This is challenge number 19 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge. Hi again, everybody, and welcome as we bring you five more songs from five decades and a chance to test your music trivia skills. Can you identify the song after just hearing only the opening notes? How about the artist? How about the year? Well, welcome aboard. It's the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge Podcast. Yes, it is challenge number 19. We are back in a little something different this go around. This time we have a theme. We won't tell you what the theme is, but it might help you. If you can figure it out and you got one of the songs that you haven't figured out exactly what it might be, well, then the theme might help you out just a little bit. Let's get to it. Five songs, five decades, and this is our hit from the 1960s. Do you recognize that opening music from that hit? How about something from the 1970s? We have a hit from the 1980s. How about something from the decade of the 90s? Very short clue, but very recognizable song. We'll see how you did. Now, how about something from the decade of the 2000s? So there you have it, five hits from five decades. Now, here's a hint. If it went by a little quick, well, you know, we always like to say this is self-paced, which means rewind your iPod or your computer media player and listen again. You can listen as many times as you want. Of course, if you want to, you can just skip all this and move right forward to the answers. That's okay. We just enjoy having you along. And in just a few minutes, we're going to read the trivia, a little bit of trivia about each of our Spotlight songs this week. And as always, the script, the show notes, if you will, each of those little trivia snippets about each of the songs you can find on our show notes, which are at jimdriscoll.net. That's my blog, but on the right-hand side, you'll see our section for the podcast. Click on that. See this episode and all of the other past episodes as well. And you'll be able to click on them and read the interesting trivia that we tend to dig up. Our crack team of researchers finds for us every week. That would be at jimdriscoll, DRISCOLL.net. Told you we had a theme this week. We do. Did you figure out what the theme is? We're not going to tell you. It'll become apparent after about two songs. So let's get started. Here was our hit from the 1960s. It was a number one smash hit, 1961, for Bruce Chanel and Hey Baby. Well, Bruce Chanel wrote Hey Baby around 1959, and he had already performed the tune for a couple of years before he recorded it in 61. He did it amidst a series of demos that he was doing for a record producer in Fort Worth, Texas. They released it locally at first and then later nationally on the Mercury Records Smash label. Hey Baby prominently features a harmonica riff that was done by well-known harmonica player and a star in his own right, Delbert McClinton. At one of Bruce Chanel's shows, he was supported by a then-unknown Liverpool group called The Beatles. And John Lennon was so impressed with the harmonica intro that he asked Delbert McClinton how to play it. John Lennon put the lessons to use right away on Love Me Do and later on Please Please Me. The song is also a staple of sports pep bands, and among the other places that you'll hear it would be during the seventh inning stretch at the Colorado Rockies home games at Coors Field. All right, here was our hit from the 1970s. It was 1974, top five hit for a group called First Class. Yeah, it was called Beach Baby, and it was a summertime hit in 1974 that was reminiscent of the classic Beach Boys sound. First Class was a studio group, and the lead singer was a fellow named Tony Burrows. Now, you might not know his name, but his voice should be familiar if you like the music of the 60s and the 70s. He was the lead singer of a number of other studio groups, such as Edison Lighthouse and their hit, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. How about White Plains and My Baby Loves Lovin'? And the Brotherhood of Man, who recorded United We Stand. And although they were essentially a one-hit wonder, First Class also had a couple of albums, and they did release a couple of other not-so-successful singles. All right, how about our hit from the 1980s? Yeah, it was 1987 for Huey Lewis and the News. Top 10 hit, Doing It All for My Baby. Well, Huey Lewis and the News were a bar band that made it good. With their simple and straightforward rock and roll, the San Francisco-based group became one of America's most popular pop rock bands of the mid-1980s. Doing It All for My Baby was one of seven singles from their fourth album, which was named Four. But they spelled it as in the golf term, F-O-R-E. Now, the album cover is kind of interesting. It features Huey Lewis and some of the band members leaning against a wall, and it happens to be the wall at Tom O'Pius High School, which is nicknamed the TAM. That's in Mill Valley, California. That's where Huey Lewis and several of the other band members went to school. Now, they weren't the only notable alumni of the TAM. Some of the other recognizable names who studied there included actress Eve Arden, comedian Pat Paulson, actress Courtney Thorne Smith from the TV show According to Jim, and rapper Tupac Shakur. All right, here was our hit from the 1990s. Yeah, number one hit, 1991 for Amy Grant. And Baby, Baby. Well, Baby, Baby was originally written for Amy Grant's six-month-old daughter, Millie. And it was an enormous success on the charts. It reached the top spot on both the pop and the adult contemporary charts. It was also a top 40 dance hit. It was her first and last top 10 single in Britain. Now, the song and its album put off some of Amy Grant's longtime Christian fans because she was crossing over into the mainstream music charts. But despite that, Baby Baby went on to become one of her most successful singles and one of the most successful songs of 1991. Finally, our hit from the decade of the 2000s. Yeah, from the album Stand Up in 2005, it was the Dave Matthews Band. Stay, beautiful baby. Hey, are you getting the theme? The theme of all these songs is Baby, and this one was American Baby. It was the first radio single from the Dave Matthews Band from their 2005 studio album, Stand Up. It reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was written the day after President George W. Bush was reelected. Now, Dave Matthews was not exactly a fan of the president, and he wrote the song to encourage others with his views of not to give up hope. On the album, American Baby is preceded by the American Baby intro, which is not found on the single. During their concerts, American Baby intro is often played by itself as an all-instrumental song, and it begins with a violin solo by Boyd Tinsley, and then it grows until it reaches a frantic pace featuring Carter Buford on the drums and Dave Matthews screaming. Well, there you have it. As we said, the theme, if you haven't already figured it out, is the word baby. All five of our songs this week had the word baby in the title. Hope you enjoyed it. Come back next week for our 20th challenge when we do five more songs. In the meantime, if you have any feedback, we appreciate it. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And as we said before, you can always find our show notes on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Hey, thanks for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along to the Great Openings Music Trivia Challenge.